Sometimes we go to God with life's problems, you know, the doubts or the injustices or the hurts. We take those to God and ask for his help. And yet so often he responds in ways that not only would we never have dreamed of, but in ways that, well, frankly, we'd rather he hadn't. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Thanks so much for joining me again. Today we're going to be chatting about those bumps and lumps that we all go through in life from a different perspective. And look, stay tuned, because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about our free daily devotional Fresh to help you grow in a rich, powerful, dynamic relationship with Jesus during the good times and the bad. Every generation looks at their parents and wonders, why did they do that? Do you remember that as a kid? You'd want to have fun or play, and yet your parents had different plans. Maybe it was time to set the table or do the homework or go inside and have a bath. Seems that parents think so differently and act so differently from their children. And so often when you're a child, it doesn't make sense. When you're a child, it seems so often that our parents are there to stop us from having fun. And then your kid brother does something to you, pokes you in the eye or something. So you hit him back. And then they see that, and you're the one that gets punished instead of this little brat kid brother of yours. You're with me, right? When we look at things through the eyes of a child, they look so different from how they appear through the eyes of a parent. And it's not until we do the growing up that we figure it out. In fact, when we've become parents, we look back on some of those things that our parents did that kind of offended our sense of justice at the time, and we can see exactly why they did what they did. Why did they do this? How come they let this go on for so long? It all makes sense when we grow up and understand where they were coming from. A man by the name of Habakkuk, an Old Testament prophet, had this problem. He was a man who saw the injustices being suffered amongst his people, God's chosen people, and he poured out this burden to God. This is what he said. O Lord, how long shall I cry for help, and you will not listen? How long do I cry to you violence and you will not save? Why do you make me see wrongdoing and look at trouble? Destruction and violence are before me. Strife and contention arise. So the law becomes slack and justice never prevails. The wicked surround the righteous and therefore judgment comes forth perverted. Now, if you look at that, Habakkuk's talking about God's own people. God's own people are doing some seriously bad stuff. It's hard to imagine a less desirable combination of circumstances than wrongdoing, trouble, destruction, violence, strife, contention, and on top of that, injustice. And here he is pouring his heart out to God because he doesn't understand why God's letting it go on. Lord, how long shall I cry for help and you will not listen? It's our story so often too. We suffer injustice. We take it to God. We see all this bad stuff going on around us. Well, this time God answers Habakkuk, and right now we're going to take a look at what God had to say. What he had to say may shock us. It certainly shocked poor old Habakkuk, and yet there's something really important in this for you and me here and now. Have a listen to what God says to Habakkuk in that book, chapter 1, verses 5 to 11. God says, look at the nations and see. Be astonished, be astounded, for a work is being done in your days that you would not believe if you were told. For I am rousing the Chaldeans, that fierce and impetuous nation who march through the breadth of the earth to seize dwellings not their own. In other words, God is going to unleash the Chaldeans, the Babylonians. He might well have said to Habakkuk, Hitler's Third Reich, because that's the effect of it. And have a look how God goes on to describe these Chaldeans. Dread and fearsome are they. Their injustice and dignity proceed from themselves. Their horses are swifter than leopards, more menacing than wolves at dusk. Their horses charge. Their horsemen come from far away. They fly like an eagle swift to devour. They all come for violence, with faces pressing forward. They gather captives like sand. At kings they scoff, and of rulers they make sport. They laugh at every fortress and heap up earth to take it. Then they sweep by like the wind. They transgress and become guilty. Their own might is their God. Now, admittedly, the things going on amongst God's people, well, they're pretty ugly. They are. And interestingly, God has no dispute with anything that Habakkuk has had to say. God doesn't turn around to him and say, well, no, Habakkuk, you're being a bit tough on them, a bit emotional. Pull yourself together, man. No, Clearly, God agrees with Habakkuk. That's great. God sees the injustices even more clearly than Habakkuk. But look at how he responds. He says, look at the nations and see. Be astonished, be astounded, for a work is being done in your days that you would not believe if you were told. I am rousing the Chaldeans, that fierce and impetuous nation who march through the breadth of the earth to seize dwellings not their own. God is promising Habakkuk a Holocaust. I don't use that word lightly. I use it very deliberately. The Chaldeans had risen rapidly to become the dominant world power. And God promises to use them as his sweeping arm of judgment against his very own chosen people because of the strife and the injustice and the violence being perpetrated in their midst. Now, would you expect God to do that? No, me neither. See, I would expect him to step in and slap the bad guys across the wrist, even deal with them severely, and then to bring peace to the rest of us. You'll notice that I rather conveniently number myself amongst the righteous rather than amongst the unrighteous. I suspect we all do that. But what Habakkuk discovers here is that God's thoughts aren't his thoughts. God's ways, well, they're not his ways. This is a loving God, and yet he promises an horrific judgment. Look at how he describes the Chaldeans, dread and fearsome. Their justice and dignity proceed from themselves. Their horses are swifter than leopards, more menacing than wolves at dusk. Their horses charge. Their horsemen come from far away. They fly like an eagle swift to devour. They all come for violence with faces pressing forward. They gather captives like sand. You know something? It's pretty scary. It's not what we expect God to say. But I wonder if there isn't something in this for us. You and I, we're the little people. We're the people who so often we're impacted by forces of injustice and oppression that seem overwhelmingly greater than anything we could ever deal with. And when we're in the middle of that mess, suffering the pain of injustice, it feels as though God can't even do anything. Well, it's time to think again, because God is an awesome and a mighty God. God who created the trillion stars that we know of in the universe. God who created our Milky Way, just one little dot in the universe. A Milky Way so big it takes 100,000 years for light to travel from one side to the other. And God hates injustice. This mighty, powerful God hates injustice and violence and unrighteousness and oppression. He hates it more than you and I could ever imagine. And that's why this God of infinite love is also the God of judgment. For a long time, it never made sense to me. But the fact that he loves us so much is the reason that his judgment against those who rebel against him and harm those whom he loves, it's the reason that his judgment is so awful. Whatever injustice is going on in this world, whatever violence, oppression, evil, whatever it is, wherever it is, however it's being perpetrated, it will not go unpunished. God sees it. He aches for those being impacted by it, and one day he will bring his unique brand of justice and righteousness and holiness to bear on this injustice. I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional that I'd love to send you to help you draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. God's Word, fresh for you each day. It's completely free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.